It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 73 of the Podketeer Podcast. And guess what? I'm in Disneyland. I haven't been here since October the 15th. This is my first chance to see the Christmas decorations. And I gotta tell you, from outside, they're kind of underwhelming. There's a lot of blue. Kind of like rounded icicles or something. And I think they're doing the candlelight procession inside the park. So I don't know how easily I'm going to find my way down Main Street. This is a bunch of people with red lightsabers directing traffic. Huh. It looks like they're letting people in, so that's not going to be a problem. All right, well, I'm going to pause this out, and once I get in there, I'll be back. Okay, they're definitely doing something, so I'm not going to be able to stand here and watch it, but I'll catch the audio on the way by. Can I go across?
Watch your step.
Okay, thank you.
Watch your step.
Watch your step on the rain.
They got a whole bunch of
in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus.
Members of a choir in front of the train station.
So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them.
Now there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Thank you.
was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord
The one doing the reading was is Edward James Olmos from Battlestar Galactica. Okay, I'm going to pause this out and I'll be back.
Hey, Podcateers. As you may have probably already figured out, that's the Candlelight Procession. They're held right by the train station on Main Street at Disneyland. And there was a little bit of side noise, me talking to my daughter and so forth and so on. And excuse me, pardon me with the people on Main Street. But I caught some of that. Okay, on with more of my park audio.
Hello, Podcateers. I am just outside the Coca-Cola corner, sitting right next to the piano. Oh, waiting for my daughter to get done shopping here at the candy store. She came out here with me tonight. And we rode the Haunted Mansion holiday overlay, and it broke down again. Every time I go on the thing, it breaks down. This one's just a quickie, though. And we were going to go on a Small World, but it was already closed for the fireworks by the time we got here. So we went in the Tiki Room and Pirates of the Caribbean. And we got to see some of the candlelight procession, or processional, or whatever it's called. That is really cool. I'm going to have to get here one night and watch the whole thing from a better vantage point. I was kind of stuck over in a corner in front of the bathrooms there by City Hall. So I did get a spectacularly good view. I did get to see Edward James Olmos, who is one of my favorites. I used to like him on the Battlestar Galactica TV show, the remake of the original. And he was also in Blade Runner. And what was that that movie about the teacher? Can't think of the name of it. Like Stand and Deliver or something like that. He was good in that too. But I especially liked him in Battlestar Galactica. And he was the narrator tonight for the show. Did a nice job. Today, my daughter and I are out here because she is getting married day after tomorrow. This is Thursday. She's getting married on Saturday. So this is our sort of farewell trip with her as the same last name as me. Because as of Saturday, she will have a different last name. But we'll still be coming out here. Just it'll be different because she'll be married. So this is a sentimental sort of trip. And we had a good time, as we always do. She and I both love Disneyland. My wife is not the biggest Disneyland fan, so she doesn't come out here with me. So most of the time, I'm by myself, especially since my daughter started dating the young man that she's about to marry. Of course, you know, when they start dating, you kind of lose their attention. But it was fun tonight. I got a little bit of the audio from the candlelight procession. I'm going to see what I can pick up on YouTube, because I don't know the quality of what I've got. It might not be too good, because I had a lot of kids and people around me yakking, so I might be able to find something better on YouTube to play for you. So we can get the audio from that out there. I'm sure somebody's been out here with a better vantage point than me. I guess if you want to sit down out there, you had to win tickets. And I didn't do that. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to, right next, whatever I can get a hold of out of the processional, I'll play that for you next. So on with the rest of the show.
Well, Podcateers, as it turned out, the audio that I recorded wasn't bad at all. So I hope you enjoyed listening to that. Because I think it came out pretty good. I mean, there's a little bit of background noise here and there, but you get that when you record at the park. Now, next up, a little non-Disney Christmas music. And some songs I can just about guarantee you've never heard before. And a few little intros, musical intros, from a local radio station that is no longer with us, but it was one of my favorites when I was a kid, so I kind of like using their little jingles. So, here's a couple of jingles and some Christmas music.
Merry Christmas from Boss Radio. 93 KHJ.
From all of us. All I want for Christmas is you. Christmas is you.
Next door, and then we hit that certain age where you wanted to be so much more. But now I thought I could go out in the great big old world and find me some Morgan Fairchild beauty queen. But little did I know, I'd go to sleep one night and you'd be in my dream. And now, baby,
all I want for Christmas is you.
Come down. Christmas, baby.
More music, KHJ.
Folks, the real Don Steele, may he rest in peace, is not me. He was a good disc jockey, though. And by the way, all this music came from the PodSafe Music Network, which used to be called, or I think it now it is called Music Alley. So if you liked it, check it out. The song All I Want for Christmas Is You was by Lee Harris and Country Sunshine. Christmas All Over Again was by Darlene Love. And Merry Christmas Baby was by Calvin Owens. And that was my favorite of the bunch. Okay, on with the show.
Well, Podketeers, that's about it for today's show. So, as before, from right outside the Coca-Cola corner, adjacent to the ragtime piano here at Disneyland, we'll be signing off. You all have a magical Disney week. And as usual, we'll see you at the park.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company, or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons, or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product, or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podketeer, please email us at podketeer@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon. Drive carefully on your way home. Good night.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah, Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.